Guess Who's Back. Guess Who's Back. No, it's not Slim Shady, because I might be shady, but there's no way this guy's slim. But yes, the Everything Show is back. Season 4. Been wanting to do this for a while, but the truth is, just really didn't. But it's been long enough since April, I think, was the last episode that dropped. So May, June, we're going on about 3 months here. And I'm back. I am back. And I felt those creative podcast juices flowing and decided to pop open the mic and bust into it. Sounds kind of gross, huh? Bust into it with stuff. Feeling really good about, truthfully, not working, not being at work, being at home, chilling out. The days have been going by ever so slowly, which when you're on vacation is exactly what you want. So much has gone by, so many important things. And we'll go through them one by one. But to go back to how I started this particular episode, there was a bit of a buildup here as to when I would actually decide to record a new episode. Part of it is the need to do stuff because there's time available to me. Part of it is a little bit of boredom, and I think that this would help. A lot of it is my garage being busy. I mean, it is an absolute mess in here. The workshop is a mess. My area, pretty good, but there's just a lot of things that, truthfully, when you take a look at them, when I take a look at them, it stops me from wanting to do what I really want to do, which part of that was to come in here and record. Most of the time, there's tons of noise going on in here, from the washer and dryer. I think I'm going to change how and when I record. I think I'm going to use my MacBook to do it, as opposed to being on my desktop PC. Who knows? I mean, that's the least of it. I'm just glad that I got back to this. I felt out of the loop when it came to podcasts, of course, to my podcast, obviously, right? But just podcasts in general. And I mean, and that's okay. You know, I kind of re-taught myself Audacity right now in a few minutes. Just getting reacquainted with the software. Making certain my audio interface was at the proper levels and, you know, all of that stuff that if you care, you know, it would matter to you with what I'm saying right now. But it was time. a lot of stuff has gone on. I have not listened to my podcast in a very long time. Usually what I do is I kind of go back into the library, the 3-season library, the vault, and I'll listen to some of the episodes, and I haven't. Honestly, other things have taken my time. It was work that was taking my time, finishing that up, looking forward to getting out of work, having the school year end, and having a break. Well-deserved vacation, and not just for me. I'm talking about everyone who is in education, because fuck, man, what a rough year. What a rough year. Masks on all the time initially in the school year. Never had a full classroom of students. For example, in a typical school year, you might have about 3 to 5 students absent in all of your classes. We're talking about 140 students for me, okay? Total, 3 to 5 students. So that meant there were some classes that were full, that always had the full complement of students that are on my roster. This year, I had, I would say on average, about 10 to 12 kids out every single day. And at the beginning of the school year, it was worse. With parents pulling kids out, having them do homeschooling, to then the virus catching hold of like everybody and having kind of a mini breakout on campus, but really in reality it was a breakout in the town and the county, right? To me getting it, and you know, I talked about that in previous episodes, to family members getting it, just, man, to honestly, one of the biggest things, and you know, you'll hear about this probably on the news, but in a different way. You'll hear mental issues, and you know, all of that came to the forefront. All very, very true. But one of the biggest things that I think most educators encountered was a lack of knowing how to behave in front of others. Our students struggled with being around one another. It got better as the year progressed. But they really did struggle with the social aspects of school. It was almost like everyone had a kindergarten class. And what I mean by that is, you know, kindergarten typically on average is the first time kids go to school. It was kind of like that. A lot of very childish behavior, fights, resolutions, you know, amongst the students not taking place. You know, they're not able to talk through the issues, or they're not able to ignore them. Needless to say, everyone was content when the school year ended. You know, we had those shootings, And that last one, well, the Uvalde shooting really, really messed with me. Really, really messed with me. Messed with some of my coworkers, and I think it messed with everybody, but some people were a little more, it was more, you can see it more on their face, you know, or in the behaviors that they exhibited. And I talked about it with a couple of my coworkers, and it's just, it was horrible and it was horrendous. And I think for the first time, it really made me angry. Really, really made me angry. So that aided in wanting the school year to end. Once it ended, I've taken full advantage of, as much as possible, doing nothing. And if I have to do something, taking my time with it, being deliberate, being slow, being lazy. Being lazy. I recently re-picked up, if that makes any sense, golf. And so I've been playing golf almost, probably averaging out to about once a week, which has been awesome. I'm in a foursome with my brother and a couple of his friends. And it's awesome. And, you know, it's something that I really, really enjoyed. The nuance and the knowledge behind it. And if you guys, those of you who out there who listen to the show, know that I go deep, deep into what I really enjoy. There was a time that I really enjoyed toys and I went crazy and I knew when things were going to be released and, you know, what versions of the toys you should look out for. There was a time I was into firearms and knew everything inside and out about them. I still kind of do, but just not, you know, I can't grab those off the top of my head and, you know, throw facts at you. Obviously, computers, I'm still into. And now it's golf, and I love my clubs. I take care of them. And it's been awesome. Going out to different golf courses and spending some time out on the links with some brews, with my brother, just knocking a ball around and doing my best to pretend that I'm good at the game when I'm not, playing the part, dressing the part. Enjoying myself and watching golf videos and learning how to hit the ball, learning what to do, what not to do, watching the weekly tournaments, Live Golf, for those of you who might know a little bit, is the biggest deal going right now as far as controversy between Live Golf and the PGA. Feeling that I know all the top professional golfers by one name, Rory, Tiger, you know, it's ridiculous. Billy. I play golf on my Xbox like a nut. And it's just part of the idea of relaxing. And so I look forward to golf. As a matter of fact, I have another golf date Friday morning, a couple days from now. So totally pumped up for that. Celebrated the 4th of July. You know what? And I'm going to be honest with you. My daughter plays basketball at the Boys and Girls Club. And her games are on Saturday mornings. And I was driving out there with my wife and my daughter. And pulling up next to us is a very nice off-road truck. And it has a huge American flag hanging off of the tailgate. You know, you've probably seen them, right? It's one of the first times I've actually ever admitted this. I admitted it to my wife when I saw it. I told her I used to love showing off the red, white, and blue. I used to, God, I loved it. I had my flags up. I would dress the part, try and get those colors on. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And this is probably the first time ever where this 4th, it was essentially making just taking it as a day off. Some of the things that are taking place right now are extremely disturbing, disappointing, backward. Could throw anything in there. Doesn't mean that I'm not proud to be an American, because I am, but that flag and the colors and probably any other flag that has to do with the U.S. have been co-opted and used as signs of hate. And I'm very angry about that too. The amount of anger that has come over me over the last year or two have it's just nothing I ever thought I would ever experience. It's just very, very disappointing, and I hope that we can work hard to get it to where it should be. That doesn't mean me being happy about everything, because we never will be. It means making certain we take care of the rights that we have, not shed them, not block them, not take them away from anyone. And if there's ever been a group that has been completely mistreated in this country, along with African Americans and all minorities, it has been women. And the going back, the backward part of me being angry on Roe v. Wade precedent for 50 years is ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Anyway, off my little political rant. Celebrated a birthday as well. Turned 47. Thank you. Yeah, old. Old fuck. And something I've told my wife and anyone that would listen to me, never have I ever felt as old as I feel this year. Now, obviously, you're saying, well, yeah, stupid, you weren't 47 last year. That's not what I mean. I'm just saying I have begun to feel my age, and that sucks. It hurts to get up out of bed. It's fucking stupid. But it does. The length of time to heal is starting to show itself. For example, I want to say about 5 or 6 weeks ago, I'm getting into bed. Check this out. I'm getting into bed. And I put my right knee on the bed. Okay, and then I'm going to, I don't know if you guys can picture this. I put my right knee on the bed, on my side of the bed, right? I put my right knee, and then that's just kind of to brace myself. And then I was going to twist over to my left and then sit. I don't know if that makes sense, all right? But I put my knee down, bent, of course, right? And it fucking popped. My knee itself popped. And the muscles immediately above my knee and my quad, like, I felt they, like, heated up right away. They were just super hot. I'm still fucked up with that right now. I remember going just out and about anywhere and seeing older people wearing knee braces, and I didn't get it. And then I had to get a fucking knee brace. Fucking viejito. I hate that shit. Barely getting over that right now. Some days it was in, I'm not going to say intense pain, but just very, very uncomfortable. But getting over it now. 6 weeks fucking later. So, yeah, this is kind of a complaint show. Kind of going back to that. Sort of. Because I'm very happy at being at home. For example, this morning, it was nice. It was overcast. Which, last week and the week before, and you wake up and it was already, you know, like 75 degrees. By the time it hit 10 o'clock, it was already like 80, 85. So by the time you got to 2 or 3 p.m., you were, you know, hitting 100. It was uncomfortable to be outside. Woke up this morning, overcast. Made myself a cup of coffee. Went outside, turned on the TV. It was a slight breeze. It was great. Then the clouds burned off. What's known as kind of June gloom, but it's July. It got a little warm, hit about 80 or so. Like perfect, 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 perfect weather. And I love that. Golf tournaments start on Thursday. So tomorrow, or actually in a little while, we have the Scottish Open. So of course they're in Scotland, which means tee times are late, if not early in the morning. First tee time is at 11:15 p.m. So in about little less than 10 minutes from now, as I'm recording this. It's going to be tough for me to stay up. Got the Scottish Open, and then you have, next week you have the big one. You have the Open Championships, essentially the British Open. They changed the name of that. That's a major, and that's going to be great. I feel good, man. I feel great. And I feel even better talking to all of you. Fuck the Supreme Court. Fuck Donald Trump. Praise the January 6th committee, because that has been phenomenal viewing. I don't think it's going to make much of a difference, because you have, if there's one good thing that that fool 45 brought out, is the ability for everyone else to see all the idiots in this country. But some of the shit that's being pulled out here in that the January 6th committee, phenomenal. And on Friday, we've got Pat Cipollone, the White House lawyer, who's going to testify. Well, I think he already did. It was a private. I don't think he was going to do it in person. But he negotiated. So he negotiated to testify. So I think he's going to give out a lot of crazy pertinent information, if the information that's already out there hasn't been crazy enough for you. Again, it's not going to matter because people are stupid. But yeah, we are in a major, major, major fight here. And the sooner everyone realizes that we are, the sooner everyone realizes that we are in our fight, in the biggest fight of our country's existence right now, in regards to saving and maintaining our democracy. Think again, guys, because it's right in our fucking face, and we gotta fight for it. Ooh. Oh, shit. Who's this? Who's this, Oscar with ya? Who's this one? It's an angry one. Anyway, guys, I'm going to leave you at that. I'm glad to be back. I'll hit you guys up next week, because I'm going out of town pretty soon here. But I'll be back, hit you guys up next week with a new episode of The Everything Show Season 4. Thanks for tuning in to Season 4, Episode 1 of The Everything Show. Because guess who's back? Oscar. Oscar with ya. Guys, be good. We'll talk soon. Take care. Love you guys. Later.